JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, we'll come to that Australian number in just a couple of moments, but KMD, which we know, of course, is other things these days. So what do we know? It didn't look that flash.
No, but things look like they could be getting better, and okay. I think that's the key takeout here. So, yeah, we're going through the sort of tail end of company results, and yesterday, a name familiar to a lot of listeners, Kathmandu, or as it relates to the stock exchange, called Kathmandu Brands these days. So you've got Kathmandu as we know it, all the outdoor kit and Rip Curl, so wetsuit surf brand, and this Oboz, these hiking, tramping boots that I don't think very many people will have heard of at all. Now, look, we know retail has been a tough gig. Kathmandu Brands has certainly not been immune from those tough conditions. Result release yesterday gives us a little view into retail in Australasia. So, yeah, Mike, they had guided the market to a weak result, and they told us it was going to be tough, and the result was in line with that guidance. Sales, though, yeah, they do seem to be improving, and that's the good thing. So it was in line with guidance. It wasn't good. It's still a battle. Statutory net loss of $20.7 million for the 6 months to Jan 31. Earnings down 74%. Sales marginally higher. But there are these proverbial green shoots. There does appear to be some momentum in the Rip Curl and the Kathmandu sales. So if we look at the quarterly sales trends, say go to Rip Curl, for the quarter versus a year earlier, you had five consecutive quarters of negative outcomes. Then all of a sudden, their Q2 25 numbers up 6.5%. Now, on the same metric for the Kathmandu shops, also five consecutive quarters of negative quarterly growth, then second quarter up 6.9%. So, look, they're coming off pretty low bases, but they are improving. You're not seeing that on Oboz, but that's only a smaller part of the business. And that momentum that they saw in the quarter, remember that's the end of January, yep, that does appear to be feeding into the following quarter as well. So I do, when I look at the numbers, Mike, you do see that Australia looks a little bit more resilient than New Zealand. I look across the whole half, sales in Australia up 3.8%, but down 2% in New Zealand. So Aussie doing a little bit better. When they talk about outlook, they say on the wholesale account, so business to business, they remain cautious on pre-season commitments in a challenging market, and they are monitoring the impact of global uncertainty on consumer confidence, supply chains, and that's pretty much everyone, isn't it? That's all tariffs there. Share price in that sort of retail euphoria back in 2021, share price is up at $1.67. It's now at 35 cents. So they've got to work. They have got some work to do. But, Mike, the tide may be turning.
Good.
It may be turning.
Well, I hope so. Inflation in Australia within the band, and I think they're looking for a couple more cuts, aren't they, before the end of the year?
Yeah, maybe. So this update on inflation, so still a few, we've still got all this uncertainty, Mike, around sort of tariffs and whether or not that's going to be inflationary and all of that sort of stuff. But we got an update yesterday on inflation across the Tasman, hot on the heels of those unexpected tax cuts in the federal budget. Inflation running a little bit higher on the headline level than it's here in New Zealand. Remember, we're sitting around 2.2%. Aussie coming a little bit higher at 2.4, but they were expecting 2.5. That is the lowest level, or equal to the lowest level in Australia for 3 years. The Reserve Bank, they prefer what they call the trimmed mean measure. That printed slightly higher at 2.7%, but has also fallen from 2.8% in January. As you said, they're both within the target range. A couple of issues, as I sort of noted, rent inflation over there, which is included in the CPI over there. Look, that's been quite high. It's now starting to ease, but it's still running at 5.5%, so it's pretty high if you think about it. But the cost of building, Mike, here's interesting. You know, it's been problematic here in New Zealand. Inflation on the cost of building now only running at 1.6%. Back in 2022, it was up around 22%. It's virtually disappeared, so that's pretty good. RBA, they address the cash rate next week. As you say, probably nothing next week, but still, yep, some cuts on the horizon there maybe by the end of the year.
Numbers, please.
So here's some interesting stuff. The Dow Jones, it's down a third of a percent, 42,447. But the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq quite a bit weaker. The S&P 500 down 1%, 5,718. But the Nasdaq down almost 2%, 17,917. And there's an issue there for Nvidia because China's talking about bringing in some slightly higher regulations on computer chips over there. And I'm just wondering whether this is a bit of, they're finding a way to push back on the tariff talk. FTSE 100 up 0.3% overnight, 8,689. The Nikkei up 0.65%, 38027. Shanghai Composite barely moved, 3368. The Aussies gained 0.71 yesterday, 7998. We had a good day on the NZX 50 yesterday. Ryman up 6%, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare up almost 5%. The NZX 50 up 1.23%. 12,334, we like that. Kiwi dollar, 0.5740 against the US, 0.9105 Aussie, 0.5321 euro, 0.4451 pounds, 86.43 Japanese yen. Gold, 3,015 US dollars. And Brent crude just creeping up a little bit, Mike. $74 on Brent crude. Don't want to see that, do we?
No, we do not, but I want to see you tomorrow. I appreciate your time. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.